FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and I am now joined with USD 475 Executive Director of Marketing and Media Relations, Matt Droege. Matt, welcome.
Good morning.
All right, how are things? A little bit of excitement in the schools this week with all the snow and worrying about cancellations. I'm sure yesterday morning was just as chaotic for you as it was for us.
Yeah, in my career as public information or spokesperson communications, I've dealt with a lot of crises, but I think none compare to the amount of interest in school snow days. So I got to experience my first snow day for the district yesterday.
And at first, it was just a two-hour delay for you guys initially. Then it kind of joined with everybody else. About everybody in the region went ahead and just decided to say, "Nah, not today."
Yeah, judging a snow day is—it's like hitting a moving target. You have your best information. You want to make that decision as quickly as possible so people can make preparations for that. But you don't want to make the wrong decision. You don't want to call a snow day when we don't have anything. But then you also don't want employees, staff, students heading to school when it could be hazardous for them. So it is a difficult decision to make, and we changed our mind. The reason for the change was we wanted to make sure we were making the best decision for staff and students.
And plus, you just never know with snow. Even when it's falling down, you really don't know how it's going to be in an hour from then, 2 hours from now. It's always hard to predict.
Yeah, and it happened at a really odd time. It would have been the time when people are going to work or school. Even with that two-hour delay, you still would have been in that window where we thought it would have been hazardous. I actually went into work for a little bit yesterday, and I can say with certainty that I think we made the right decision. There were very slick roads, and I think that would have been a challenge for students walking to school or going out to wait for the buses.
And just one more thing, kind of along those same lines of seasonal things and cold weather, is the flu bug hit USD 475 at all? How's student health, I guess, right now? And I know everybody's kind of struggling a little bit with sickness this time of year.
I think a little bit, like any school district or really any place of employment, is going to experience a little bit of, if it's not the flu, it's just that time of year where people aren't feeling very well. I know my team has been in and out of the office with sickness, so we're excited for spring when we can put all that behind us.
Bring on the warm weather as fast as it possibly
exactly.
can. I agree with that 100%. Let's move on and talk about some issues with USD 475, especially the new high school, a bond issue that was passed in November, and I guess where are we at on that? Early phases still, of course, but give us a little update.
Yeah, so after the bond was passed in November, there started this nine-month design phase, and we're obviously still within that phase where the architects are meeting with staff at the high school, trying to decide what kinds of things need to be in that high school to make it successful for JCHS. So we're still in that process. On the other end, we're getting ready to publish the notice for a request for qualifications for the contract manager at risk that will help us put together those construction documents, working with the architect, and then getting that school built. So very early stages, but we're moving on track on our timeline, and we hope to have access to the land probably in February, into February.
And I guess just for any listeners out there who maybe aren't too familiar with that bond issue, kind of the details of it, the cost, and going back to that timeline where USC 475 expects things to line out.
Yeah, it's an incredible opportunity for the Gary County Schools community. It's up to $105 million high school, all-inclusive, including the tennis courts, parking lots, everything for that no more than that $105 million, with no additional direct burden to the taxpayer. That was made possible because of heavy impact aid that the district receives because of our high military student population. So because of the financial responsibility of the district over the past several years, we're able to do this project without having to raise the local mill levy.
And that was a big key with this bond project.
Yeah, and in the communication world, right off the bat, it seems like this is a great thing, but it's actually such a good opportunity for the community, it almost doesn't seem like it could be true. So that was a challenge, educating as many people on the complexity of that funding formula and how we're going to end up paying for this new high school. But I think once people understood that, and realized that we could have this gym in the community for no increase in the mill levy. I mean, I can't say it enough. It's an incredible opportunity for our school district and the community.
And I guess we could just remind us how that happened. How does that happen where you don't have a raise in the mill levy with something like this?
So it's made up of several things. Part of what people are already paying in their district portion of the mill levy, that'll go toward paying for the new high school. That heavy impact aid, about $67 million has been or will be saved. That'll pay for a good chunk of it. And then the state took on a pretty large percentage of the total project cost, which was hinged upon that vote. So once the community voted that in, the state will pay for part of it. All those pieces together allow us to build this school for no more than $105 million, no increase to the local mill levy.
And it was a pretty overwhelming response from the community on that. It passed rather easily, if I remember correctly.
Oh, it could have passed easier, I suppose. I think there's still some people in the community that aren't 100% on board with what we've presented. It's one of those things where it's such a good position to be in. There are districts around the country that wish they could be in the position that we're in. It's almost hard to believe. And you really can't fault anybody for that. They're concerned about their community. They want what's best for their community. From day one, the first question I asked on the new high school was, what's going to be the thing that's the hardest for people to get behind? And there really wasn't anything. There was no spending of anything. This was probably the easiest thing that I've ever had to communicate, because we basically put everything out there, and an incredible amount of work was put into the financial plan to pay for the new high school. The district wants to remain good stewards of taxpayer money, and I can say with surety that they are.
Brady Bowman here with USD 475 Executive Director of Marketing and Media Relations, Matt Droege. Have him for just a couple more minutes before we have Representative Tom Phillips come inside the studios. If you have any questions for Matt, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And did we have a groundbreaking date that you guys are looking at all?
There's probably a guesstimate of when that'll occur. It's kind of far off in the distance for me to start planning stuff for that.
A year from now, 2 years from now?
Yeah, I think right now what we're planning for, as long as everything goes to schedule, we could look at maybe students moving in 2021. So we're still a ways away from the new high school, but we're well on our way. Part of the reason it's going to take that long is because we want to involve the community. We want to put together some preliminary plans of what the high school will potentially be after the architects meet with staff, and then present that to the community so everybody can be a part of this, because it's really something that all of Junction City, all of Gary County Schools could be proud of.
And you may have mentioned this earlier, and if I missed that, my apologies, but this will be a different location for this new high school, is that right?
Correct. The site that was the site that was selected is over by where the new Junction City Middle School was built 10 years ago and still is. It's on the west side of town. They scored the land and three other pieces of land to decide which selection they were going to choose. And this is the piece of land that scored the highest on that decision matrix.
It's very, very exciting for the community. I know here at USD 383 over in Manhattan, they're going to be looking at some of those things here in the future too. I think a recent facility study that they had at a school board meeting was probably looking at a lot of the same things that Junction City did a few years ago when they were deciding a new high school. So the whole region is growing, and when you have that sort of growth, this is kind of the things we end up talking about.
Yeah, and it really always comes down to, no matter what you're doing in the school district, the final deciding question is what's best for kids, what's best for education in the community, and if you can answer those questions, I think every other decision, you're guided toward the right decision.
But there were some other items you said you wanted to mention besides the high school. Give you a chance to talk about those.
Yeah, I couldn't do an interview in January without talking about new school board members. We're excited to welcome Sarah Talley, Rena Neal, and Mr. David Walker to our board. LaDonna Younghans will continue on the board. She was also on the ballot in November. So we're excited to welcome them to the USD 475 family.
And they're ready to roll, right? They went through all their training stuff. And
they have been, will be, throughout this month. Their first meeting was on the 8th, and their first special board meeting will be on the 22nd.
All right. Any other items you want to get to real quick before we go?
We have the Junction City High School Academic Awards. They're coming up on February 1st, so we're excited to take time annually to talk about all the academic achievements of high school students at Junction City High School.
Of course, got winter sports, basketball probably going on tonight, I assume.
Yeah, we never have a shortage of things going on in Gary County Schools. My team is working on putting together a master calendar, and we're having trouble getting it to work the way we want to just because of all the events that are going on in the district. It's quite a bit to manage. So information on district events can be found at eflyers.usd475.org. There's a calendar with a bunch of events on it. And then the district calendar was just redone this month, and that is at www.usd475.org.
All right. Very good. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay warm. We come back. That was USD 475, Executive Director of Marketing and Media Relations, Matt Trogi. When we come back, we'll have Representative Tom Phillips of Manhattan give us an update on everything going on in Topeka.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Over the past 10 years, we at Ready Systems have been providing technology solutions for homeowners and businesses all around Kansas. People shared with us that they choose us because